Bloomberg Brief, news, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
And good morning. Ben Barris is with us this morning. He edits the Bloomberg Economics Brief, which has a special edition out, looking at the year ahead, 2017. Ben, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
So my New Year's wish after a tumultuous year is that things are finally going to calm down. What are the chances
good luck with
of
that.
That? Yeah.
That seems somewhat unlikely.
Now, what are you foreseeing in terms of instability in the world?
Well, obviously, everything gets pretty real on January 20th when Trump takes office. And after that, it's, as we've seen from campaign rhetoric, almost anyone's guess as what's to come.
And one of the big factors there is, for lack of a better term, Trumponomics.
Trumponomics, yes. So Trump has spent the better part of the last 18 months making a lot of promises about just what he's going to do to get the economy back on track or make America great again. Now, what he may actually do, that remains to be seen. And until these tax reforms or fiscal stimulus measures can be implemented, the economy is still probably going to be led by the consumer.
And one of the big things that the markets are counting on, I think, is I saw somebody coin the term the other day, Trumpflation. What are the chances that that is going to happen if he doesn't get all these spending plans through Congress?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know that I've heard that one. Inflation seems to be moving slowly towards the Fed's 2% goal. Whether or not that can be accelerated remains to be seen. Of course, it's very early at this point. Those policies that Trump has been gearing towards may not even be able to be pushed through until, you know, taxes 2018, fiscal policy, you know, towards the end of the year, maybe October, when the new fiscal year begins. So it's going to be a long road.
We have all these sort of undone things that make it appear that 2017 is just going to be a continuation of 2016. Brexit comes to mind, for example. Is that going to be resolved anytime soon?
I think that's what everyone would like, is a little stability. And UK Prime Minister Theresa May has made it very clear that she would like to get Brexit started by March at the latest, and we would like to believe that. I think that still remains to be seen at this point. Other than that, I think elections outside of the UK in upcoming in the Netherlands and France, later on in Germany.
A lot still, of hand-wringing about that.
There is still a lot that needs to be clarified in Europe.
And emerging markets, very quickly, what can we expect there?
Well, I think the expected rise in oil prices coming on the heels of an OPEC production cut, the first in about 8 years, will really, that should have a lot of impact on Russia and the Middle East, UAE, Qatar, and we'll see what happens in Latin America, which is always in a state of sort of disarray.
And does it look like oil prices are headed up next year?
Oh, I don't want to. I don't want to give any prognostications and step outside my pay grade there.
Okay. Ben Barris is with us this morning. He edits the Bloomberg Economics Brief, and you can read Ben's analysis and other news, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts in the Bloomberg Brief digital newsletters. Sign up now at BloombergBriefs.com, or for terminal customers, use the function Brief Go.